KPCC's podcasts are supported by Harvey Mudd College, where engineering, science, and mathematics are informed by the liberal arts. Students and faculty working together to solve problems and serve society. Online at hmc.edu.
So, we're going to do it.
Right.
One, two, three.
Earlier this year, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's Golden Shovel broke ground on the 120-megawatt Pine Tree Wind Farm. At the ceremony, the mayor half-jokingly staked Department of Water and Power head David Nahai's job on meeting clean energy goals.
And, of course, his job will depend on whether he can get us to 20% renewables by 2010.
I'm confident my job is secure on that basis because
We're going to get there.
If voters approve Prop 7, it wouldn't be just Nahai's job on the line. Utilities, including the DWP, would face financial penalties if they miss the target.
Prop 7 forces them to get half their electricity from clean sources, and they want to keep making money burning dirty fossil fuels.
That's S. David Freeman. He used to head utilities in L.A. and Sacramento. Freeman gives the pro side some green cred. Prop 7 gets green cash from Peter Sperling, a philanthropist who's backed some unsuccessful ballot measures before. Sperling and political consultant Jim Gonzalez wanted a winner this time around.
So we said, okay, how can we remove barriers to solar and clean energy developing big time in California without it costing the taxpayers in taxes or in big bonds or anything like that?
Gonzalez says Prop 7 would streamline the approval process for renewable projects in California's desert areas and mountains. But UC Berkeley law professor Steve Weissman isn't so sure that'll work. He predicts utilities won't be able to move fast, even with the help.
You have to go out for bid. People compete for the bids. You decide what looks good. You sign the contract, then somebody has to go out and build a facility, and that takes a lot of time and requires a lot of regulatory approvals.
That's the concern about big projects still on the drawing board. Opponents to Proposition 7 say they're worried about whether it will keep counting smaller utility projects towards renewable energy goals.
Can you mark that?
Yeah, they're right there in the white boxes.
If you think it's been warm lately, get on a roof with Salvador Sanchez, an installer for the company Solar City. On this day, he's sweating over at Palos Verdes house, wearing a big floppy hat and a grin to match. Sanchez says he's booked solid for residential jobs.
About 2 weeks in advance. And after that, we finish one job, another one pops out. It's always never-ending work, and I love it.
Jim Cahill supervises Solar City's Southern California operations. He says utility rebates and state credits have helped his company put small-scale solar on the grid.
Right now, the utility's offering rebates because these projects all count toward their renewable portfolio standard.
Cahill worries that Prop 7's focus on easing the way for big projects would leave small projects without the incentives they rely on.
We think all that rebate money is going to be redirected toward these 30-megawatt-plus systems, which will effectively kill the industry as we know it today. It'll become more like a utility-scale industry.
Solar City has installed solar panels on about 1,000 California roofs this year. Cahill says that's about one-fifth the energy of a single big project envisioned by Prop 7. But big projects would likely need new transmission lines. Rooftop solar works on the existing grid.
All right, lift this.
Beyond renewable energy providers, investor-owned utilities like Edison have dumped $29 million into NOON 7. Lined up with them are most of the state's big newspapers, every major political party, and a raft of environmentalists. They all complain that the initiative is confusing as written. UC Berkeley's Weissman says that may be a fatal flaw.
Sometimes they decide they have definition, sometimes they decide not to. So you're left trying to figure out with whether you should rely just on the words that are in the proposition or whether you have to add other things just from common sense or from history.
Weissman hasn't taken a position on the measure, but he says Prop 7's prospects could depend on whether Californians want renewables so badly they'll take on a potential court battle to make it stick. Molly Peterson, 89.3 KPCC.